It's the God G Holy, and welcome back to the Dream Team Manifest, man. I just want to kick with y'all for a second. As usual, you know what I mean? Man, we're going to thank the creator and the conceiver for coming together and allowing us to be in a space where hopefully I can say something that resonates with you. And if not, you can just take it and do what you want with it. You can discard it at any point. I'm going to get right to it, man. So I see trauma being, you know, demonized, I should say, right? I see trauma being demonized in culture in general. And I don't think people know what trauma is about or what trauma is for, so I'm going to get a little bit into it. The thing about trauma is people try to avoid trauma. First of all, trying to avoid trauma is traumatic, right? Because you had to go through so much to not avoid trauma. Like, it's like trying to avoid air. Like, okay. Like, eventually you're going to have to come up for something, right? So, trauma, though, from a negative mindset, it'll be looked at like negative because you got to go through something. Got to go through something to get somewhere. But in a positive aspect, or somebody who might be thinking on a certain level, they might look at trauma and go, yeah, I'm with that. Because what trauma really is a tool. It's a point of, like, where you meet the ultimate challenge. Like, don't you know you're playing a video game and something like Street Fighter or something, you beat everybody up and then you get to the boss level? That's trauma. Trauma is the boss level of issues. You know what I mean? And when something is traumatic, in order to get through it, you got to develop character. Not only do you got to develop character, but you got to let some stuff go. It's like you got to let a part of your ego go to even get through trauma, because the ego is always going to be attached to the trauma. So it's like a cancerous part of your body that you got to cut off to save the rest of the body. That's trauma. That trauma does that mentally and spiritually for people. Trauma is cancer, right? When you got trauma, it's just like cancer. Trauma invades and develops in your mental, just like cancer invades and develops in the body. So when you cut that trauma out, yeah, you're not the same person you was, but you're even more whole. Like, people think that being whole is adding. Sometimes being whole is subtracting, right? Because if I get like an apple, you feel what I'm saying? Let's say I get an apple fall from the tree, and it's got the stem on it, right? When I pull the stem off, you know, the stem is just the umbilical cord from the tree to the the fruit. So when I take that off, the apple is now whole, because the apple is not a baby no more. The apple is a full grown apple. It don't need the, so I'm saying, when you take stuff away, you could be making yourself more whole. It don't always got to be adding. You can take stuff away and be more whole. So trauma is about developing that mental cancer, developing that mental, that spiritual cancer, and cutting it out purposely to become more whole, because you are now a more mature version of yourself. That's why I use the apple. You get what I'm saying? Because For real, all right, here go a better example. Let's say I didn't take the thing off, because that's not natural. Let's say I didn't take the umbilical cord off, or the of the apple, the what you call it, the stem, what we call the stem of the apple. Let's say it fell off by itself. That's what I'm saying. It fell off by itself. You see stuff that happen with babies all the time. Shit falls off as they mature. That's what trauma is. You have developed the cancer, and you developed the stem from yourself to your larger self, right? Let me say your more evolved self, right? You got a stem, and the stem is the bridge from one place to another. That's what I'm saying. The umbilical cord was the bridge from you to your mom. Why? Because you needed to enter a new space. You came from one space. Now you need to enter earth space, right? So you've got that same umbilical cord mentally and spiritually with things that you attach to, where you jumping into new worlds, not a new earth, but like literally new realms, like a new self. So you got to cross that bridge and let it go. You got to let that umbilical cord fall off. You got to cut it out, or whatever needs to happen. trauma is the only thing that's going to be the bridge, though. That's what I'm trying to get to you. Trauma is the stem. You get what I'm saying? You're supposed to use it as a bridge, then let it go. If you avoid trauma, you avoid wholeness. You avoid developing character. People only learn through trauma. People only learn through traumatic situations. When you hear somebody talk and they like trying to give you advice, maybe like an older person or whatever, they're going to tell you, before they tell you how they developed something or where they got a mindset from, they're going to actually say, yeah, and it was caused by trauma. Guaranteed. Guaranteed they're going to say, well, when my wife left me, you know, I knew I had to, well, you know, when my daughter died, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, well, you know, when, let me not say that. My daughter's alive and well. My daughter is very much alive. I'm just saying. They might be like, yo, I had a surgery. And matter of fact, I got some bad news from a doctor, right? That's when I started eating right. Like when a doctor told me, yo, you got diabetes, it sent me down a path of health. You see what I'm saying? Because diabetes is traumatic. It's just a bridge to the other side. What's happening is, the universe is saying you need to be more healthy. 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 You don't hear the signs. You ignore all the signals. See, the universe try to give it to you right the first time, but the universe talk in subtleties until it don't. That's why I don't want to get too deep, but on the Kabbalah, you got the pillar of severity and you got the pillar of mercy. God is merciful first, or what we call God, the creator, is merciful first. That's why in the army, they call them niggas mercenaries or missionaries that come to your door and be like, hey, we want to take over this shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas going to be Christian or else. See, they send them first with mercy, like, yo, bow down so we ain't got to come back. And then they come with severity later. They come like, all right, look, these motherfuckers said they wasn't going. So look, get the troops and we're going to come invade the motherfuckers. You get what I'm saying? Mercy always comes before severity when you're dealing with the creator. So the creator is trying to send you like the man who keep refusing the boats. You get what I'm saying? It's trying to send, if you don't know that story, sorry, I'm not getting into it, but it's sending you signals that you need to get healthy. Maybe you sit there, your fucking little fingers start twitching and shit. You're like, damn, huh? My shit little, you sitting there, you know, you feel like you about to faint a little bit, like, whoa, it ain't that serious, but hold up. You see a sign that say, yo, get healthy now. You're like, damn, that's a dope ass sign. What I'm saying is the universe sending you all these signals. You know what I'm saying? They send you you might have a partner, a friend that call and be like, yo, bro, you want to come work out with me? I'm getting right. You might be like, nah, the universe keep trying to do this shit. So when you can't do it on your own, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna get into that in 2 seconds, developing your own traumas. When you can't do it on your own, now the universe got to create a traumatic situation for you to go through. And that's when it become life or death. Cause guess what? The universe don't care whether you die or live. It just wants you to be better. I'm gonna say that one more time. The universe don't care whether you die or live. It just wants you to be better. Right? So if you better off dead, it's going to kill you. You get what I'm saying? So you now reach a threshold where it's like, yo, I have to transform. It's like you a square and you trying to go into a round hole. You got to transform into a round hole to get past the threshold. Let's say it's a wall in front of you, like Squid Games, that's literally like a big ass square and you a big ass circle. You're like, damn, how I'm going to get through this shit? You got to transform into the square or the other way around. You know what I'm trying to say? You got to transform into that to make it through the hole. Trauma is a portal from your old self to your new self. That's why it should be celebrated and not demonized. Because when you demonize it, you make people think that they should avoid it. They should not go through it. They should not embrace it. They should not develop it themselves, which is where I'm getting to next. See, when the universe know, it's like this. When you're a baby, I got to keep you in baby land. I got to keep you like, you know, I got to keep you in a cage You know, like a playpen. I got to keep you in the crib. I got to keep you boxed in. But when you mature, you don't need none of these borders. You can just walk around the house, whatever, whatever, whatever. That's how the universe is with you. You know what I'm saying? The universe is going to baby you until it know you mature. And when you mature enough, it'll give you things to make you more mature. You get what I'm saying? So you have to learn to develop your own traumas so that they don't come. They won't be as severe. It's like this. If you choose your own, let's say your parents make you choose your punishment, you always going to choose the punishment that's easier for you to get through. Now, it's still going to be a punishment. They might say, yo, you can do 50 laps around the track or I can whoop your ass. Whichever one is easier for you to do, you're going to choose. You're going to be like, look, I can't run no 50 laps. I'm about to take the ass whooping. No, I can't get my ass whooped. I'm running these 50 laps. Whatever it is, it's going to be the easier version of the trauma for you. So that's what the universe allows you to do. You can select your own traumas. You could be like, damn, I need to get healthy. All right, let me create a mental trauma around being healthy. All right, look, boom, I'm putting it in my mind. If I don't get healthy, if I don't get in shape by the 16th, then I create this penalty for myself. If I don't get from the 16th, I can't go on that vacation. I already paid for the vacation, though. If I don't get healthy by the 16th, though, if I don't get right, if I ain't in shape, I can't go on the vacation. And then you will push yourself to go through that. And you did it yourself in a manual way. Like, the universe don't have to automatically push the button and say, yo, I need to develop this trauma. So, you made your own. And that's going to have to be the only example because I got to go. Shit is happening. I'm not even going to come back to this. I'm going to just say one more example. Let me say, you might be like, yo, if I don't fix my relationship with my wife, then by, you know, a certain time, it got to be over. I just got to call it quits. And you know you love your wife, so you're going to make sure you meet that date. You're going to create that trauma for yourself. Like, yo, I don't want to lose my wife, man. I don't want to lose my wife because you set that boundary for yourself. And then you're going to squeeze your little round ass through that. I mean, your square ass through that round hole. You feel what I'm saying? And go through that trauma yourself rather than the universe having to have your wife actually sit down with you and be like, yo, this ain't working. You get what I'm saying? So listen, it's the God G Holy. I have fun with y'all. I love talking to y'all. Gotta go. The manifest, love.